We like to tell you good news sometimes, because not everything in life is bad. And here's some good news. Brad Friedman, he's the guy that writes Brad Blog, joins us with some news you might have missed, too. And this good news is on voting integrity in America, and this good news takes us to the Sunshine State, where good news has been in woefully short supply for progressives in recent years. Hey, Brad, what's up? Welcome back.
Great to be here, John. How are you, my friend?
We meant to address this with you last week, and time did not permit us to do so. Tell us about how people in Florida are going to vote in the next election.
I'm happy to report that people in Florida are once again going to be voting on paper ballots across the state. Due to a bill that was finally passed unanimously, I should add, by the Congress, the Republican Congress in Florida. Now, I know I've said Republican, and that may raise folks' hackles, but the good news is this was an effort spearheaded by the new Republican governor down there, Charlie Crist, who has turned out to be incredibly progressive, has restored voter rights for felons, and has called for all paper-based balloting, getting rid once and for all of the god-awful touchscreen voting systems they use down in Florida, and frankly that are used all across the country. And he frankly should be applauded for his forward thinking here, and certainly the folks down in the election integrity advocates down there in Florida who have been working on this for years should also be congratulated. I can't underscore how huge that news actually is.
Well, it is a big victory, and we should give credit where it's due. You're right. Just because you're a Republican doesn't make you a felon, right?
Well, you know, what I've always said about, I know, although it's hard to find one who isn't these days, but that said, you know, I've always said this is an issue. The issue of election integrity has never been about right and left. It's always been about right and wrong.
And honesty, yes.
And if we, you know, and if we find allies on the Republican side, frankly, I'll take them, because right now we're having a hell of a hard time with the Democrats, and that would include Nancy Pelosi, who is currently overseeing this election reform bill, huge election reform bill in Congress, being put forward by Congressman Rush Holt, Democrat from New Jersey. And unfortunately, their bill will still allow for touchscreen direct recording electronic voting systems, the very kind that Crist down in Florida was smart enough to realize they need to do away with once and for all. So the fact that you got a Republican governor from Florida, of all places, getting ahead of the Democrats on this issue, frankly, I would suggest is to the Democrats' shame right now. And I hope they wise up and rewrite that bill to get rid of these infernal touchscreen voting systems once and for all.
He's Brad Friedman. He writes the Brad Blog. The Fairfield Daily Republic says, tracking electronic voting fraud issues like a tenacious bloodhound.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
That's what I do.
Okay, so when we get down to this, there are some very, very big dollars involved with the three or four major e-voting equipment manufacturers, the software makers, and that's always what this discussion comes down to.
I think it does. And, in fact, there are at least four, the big four companies, Sequoia, ES&S, Diebold, and Hart Intercivic, stand again to make billions from this deal. And the bill, as it's currently written right now in Congress, will force them to change the current touchscreen systems to use some new printer scam, as if a paper trail will have any effect on anything, when the dirty little secret, and John, I think you and I have talked about this before, is on those machines, those touchscreen machines, even if they have a so-called paper trail on them, the dirty little secret is they are never counted by anyone. And this is why, you know, this underscores why we need a paper ballot, one that is actually counted for every vote cast in America. But yeah, you're right. It comes down to money again, most likely. And you know, unless the Americans, like the folks down in Florida, raise up, raise hell, call their Congress members and tell them, you know, it's time to end this nightmare once and for all, we're going to be stuck with this thing for years, because this bill institutionalizes these touchscreen voting systems.
Now, when we talk about the paper ballots, for those that might be confused, they go, well, what were those hanging chads? Those weren't electronic errors in the you know, Bush versus Gore problem in Florida a few years ago.
Well, that's right. Great question. But let me point out two issues on that. One, the problem in truth was not the hanging chads on those ballots. The problem was that the Republicans were willing to go all the way to the Supreme Court in order to keep people from counting them. That said, the old style punch card systems, you could look at the actual ballot, but you couldn't actually tell who it was that they voted for necessarily.
Yeah.
With the newer systems, the optical scan systems, the hand counted systems, you can actually see, you know, a mark next to George W. Bush or John Kerry or whoever you happen to vote for. And in the end, you have to have a paper record, one that is actually tabulated, to know that you have any integrity in the system. The touchscreen systems, it is humanly impossible for any voter to verify their ballot before it's cast on one of those systems.
That's good knowledge. What's up on BradBlog today? You are still pursuing that story about GOP voter fraud in Missouri.
We are. Well, claims of GOP voter fraud in Missouri, and in fact, it was all run by an insidious outfit called the American Center for Voting Rights, which was run by Bush Cheney's general counsel from the 2004 election, Thor Hearn. This scam goes straight up into the White House. We've got more details on that today, and an interesting turn of events, because the American Center for Voting Rights that I've been reporting on now for 2.5 years has suddenly gone underground in the wake of the U.S. attorney scandal. And when they have, they gave up their internet domain names, and one of the groups who ACVR has been targeting has now taken over their domain name in a rather amusing turn of events. So a lot today on BradBlog about that, and much more to come about the ties from the U.S. attorney scandal into Missouri, straight up into the White House, to come soon.
Brad Friedman is our e-voting expert, and you can read him on bradblog.com. Thanks for a couple of minutes, Brad. We'll talk to you again soon, I hope.
Always a pleasure, John. Thanks a bunch.
Just looking at Brad Blog's website, he's nice enough to put the Quake on his home page. It's got some great stuff in there. Take a look. It's bradblog.com.